It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio.
Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Minister of Health Stephen Donnelly has admitted that he didn't register a rental property in Dublin for the past 3 years with the Residential Tenancies Board. It has emerged that he only did so late last week after the Robert Troy controversy. Joining me with the details is Jennifer Bray, political correspondent with the Irish Times and For Reaction opposition TD and Social Democrats spokesperson on housing, Cian O'Callaghan. And Jennifer, to start with you, this was a property that he had previously registered, isn't that correct?
That's correct. So basically, in light of the controversy around Robert Troy, one of the aspects of that controversy was his failure to register a rental property with the Residential Tenancies Board, which is a legal requirement to do so within a month. And in light of that, we conducted a survey last week in the Irish Times, basically, where we went through the different rental properties declared by TDs and senators, and we checked whether they were registered with the RTB. And where we couldn't get the addresses, we cross-checked that with the Land Registry. So there was a couple of names that came back, and one of those was Stephen Donnelly. So this property is in Sandyford in Dublin. He has been renting it out for, you know, the guts of a decade. So effectively, what we were told was it was rented out in 2011. It was rented out in 2015. Those tenancies were renewed at those at that stage with the RTB, which would indicate that it was a 4-year tenancy every time. And when it came back up for renewal in 2019, it was not registered with the Residential Tenancies Board, as I said, as is a legal requirement.
And it remained unregistered through until late last week. Is that right?
Yeah, this is the really interesting part, I think. So basically, like I said, the Robert Troy admission about the RTB came out the previous Sunday in the Sunday Times. Now, we began asking questions about this on the Thursday, last Thursday, about, you know, why is the property not on the RTB? Is this an oversight? Can we have an explanation, etc.? Now, what I was told yesterday, and I do wonder why it was only yesterday that this was made clear, was that the property was registered last Wednesday, which would be the day before we started asking questions. Now, that begs another question, which is why was it not made clear when we asked in the Irish Times this exact question, why it wasn't registered late last week. So what we're told is that it was an oversight. We actually haven't been given any more details in relation to this. And I think that this will be one of the focuses today, because 3 years is an extraordinarily long amount of time to have forgotten that.
It's easy to view failure to register with the Residential Tenancies Board as a minor oversight. The legislation underpinning the mandate for you to do it doesn't regard it as a minor oversight. There are criminal sanctions, aren't there?
Yeah. So, you know, I was speaking to the Residential Tenancies Board last week as part of this piece, and they were kind of outlining to me the various different offences and penalties. And there's actually a lot. Now, whether these ever come to pass, I think, is a whole other story. But in legislation, and what they're required to do is, if you fail to register, that is an offence that could technically result in a criminal conviction or a fine of up to €4,000, 6 months imprisonment. Now, there are a couple of other avenues that the RTB can use. They also have a system whereby they have sanction powers. Under these powers, they can examine whether there was improper conduct. If they find in any given case that there was improper conduct, you know, there can be a civil sanction and a caution or fine up to €15,000. So the sanctions are really quite serious. And, you know, I was really struck when I was talking to them. They were saying that they take this very, very seriously. And one of the questions that we asked Minister Donnelly's office yesterday evening, but we still haven't had a response to, is in relation to whether he has been fined or a sanction. So if you cast your mind back again to the Robert Troy issue, he said he'd been fined and that he would pay that fine. We don't yet have any clarity on whether this is the case with Mr. Donnelly, and if so, how serious it is or has been, or has he been informed yet?
Now, Robert Troy had multiple issues with which he had to deal. He had failure to declare properties on his SIPO declaration to the Dáil. He had failure to register properties in respect to the Residential Tenancies Board. And he had the fact that he had spoken on matters pertaining to how landlords got paid while not having made clear how significant a landlord he is. At this stage, Stephen Donnelly's problems don't seem comparable.
No, I don't think they're directly comparable. Having said that, I think the biggest issue here, I mean, like you mentioned Robert Troy, obviously there was intense scrutiny of his various property interests, and that was all coming to a head at the same time. And I think for him, the drip feed of information became too much. But I do think that in this instance, there's a difference here in a separate way that it hasn't been registered for possibly more than 3 years. You know, we don't know what stage in 2019 it wasn't registered at. And I think that's been viewed by the opposition as being a really significant issue because, you know, if you said that you had forgotten to register perhaps last November or, December, and, you know, perhaps that could be viewed as being more understandable. But I think it is the 3 years that probably opposition spokesmen, certainly people in the opposition that I spoke to last night, were saying that they couldn't really wrap their head around.
Well, let's go to the opposition, or at least one member of the opposition for a view, former party colleague of Stephen Donnelly's Social Democrats spokesperson on housing and TD for Dublin Bay North, Cian O'Callaghan. Cian, why does it matter if Stephen Donnelly is registered with the RTB for his rental property or not?
Well, I think it matters hugely in terms of the message the government is sending out to landlords and renters in terms of the rental sector and whether or not they actually take regulation of the rental sector seriously. I think this is a huge slap in the face actually for the tens of thousands of landlords who do everything by the book, register with the RTB, follow all the laws, all the regulations, and now they know that a government minister hasn't done this, and not, as Jennifer was saying, it was not a simple oversight, missing one registration date or anything like that. This is a period of 3 years. Now, he had the rental property for over a decade. It's not, you know, it's not really conceivable that he simply forgot about it, would have been getting the rental income from it, everything else. So, I, you know, this is someone who clearly would be very familiar with the laws, with the regulations. So it does, it raises a question as to whether or not the government, not just, I think, Minister Donnelly, is the government taking this seriously at all? Do they consider regulation of the private rental sector a serious matter? Why do they think these laws apply to everybody else but not to themselves? I think there is a question for the Taoiseach on this in terms of what sort of standards he's setting for the Cabinet. So it's not quite clear now what standard at all he is setting when it comes to ministers complying with the law or failing to comply with the law. And I'd like to hear from him as to why he doesn't think this is a serious matter, what he does think would be a serious matter for ministers, what sort of standard he's setting on this, because none of that is clear.
And Cian, as housing spokesperson, for people who are neither tenant nor landlord, just explain what the RTB does and why registration is not only a legal requirement, but in your view, important.
Yeah, the Residential Tenancies Board was set up about 20 years ago after there was a commission in the private residential sector that was set up, and that had landlords and tenant representatives and people on from different various government and civil society organisations, I should say, as well. I was a representative of tenants and renters, students at the time on that body. And it came up with the idea of a properly regulated private rent sector, having the Residential Tenancies Board overseeing that, it having powers of enforcement. And that was with the idea that if you had a well-regulated sector, that it would benefit both renters and landlords. It would be in everybody's interests. And one of the issues the RTB has faced over the years is trying to get all the different tenancies registered. That has improved over the years. It is taken, registering your tenancy is taken very seriously by the vast majority of landlords. There is an issue with a cohort of landlords who don't register and then flout a lot of the regulations and who are effectively a group of rogue landlords operating outside of the system and not being regulated. And this undermines the efforts of the RTB to get them registered and to get them regulated properly. So if a renter or if a landlord is having a problem in the in the sector and the standards are being breached or the laws are being breached, they can go to the Residential Tenancies Board, make a complaint and get it, try and get it sorted out. So, it's essential that every tenancy is registered, essential that every landlord is registered. That is an absolutely illegal requirement. And if you like, this is the very first step in terms of getting other issues sorted out in the residential, private residential sector. So if landlords don't register, we're not getting off the starting blocks on this. So it's the foundational piece. It's the absolute, not just legally, but in every other sense, it's the absolute minimum that every landlord needs to do is do that registration. And from that flows their ability to be able to have rules enforced and also renters as well.
Kian O'Callaghan, thank you very much. This is Kian O'Callaghan, Social Democrats spokesperson on housing and TD for Dublin Bay North. Tech saying, Anton, the Residential Tenancy Board was founded in 2004. The idea that landlords forget to register is not credible. It has been in the news many times since 2004, so not registering is either willful or dim-witted. To go back to you, Jennifer Bray, rather, the reaction of Stephen Donnelly's ministerial colleagues, the reaction of the Taoiseach has been what?
So the coalition has moved to back Mr. Donnelly. Last night, a spokesman for the Taoiseach gave him his backing, as did a spokesman for Tánaiste Leo Varadkar, as did the Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan. So they gave him their backing. But if you cast your mind back, they weren't shy about giving their backing to Robert Troy either. I believe that Stephen Donnelly will be out this morning at a HSE event, at a conference. I think he will make an address or a statement, take questions from the media, and under which he'll ask questions. I think the biggest fear within government now is a drip feed of further revelations, whatever they could or maybe. I think they feel that if that happens again, they'll be in very difficult territory. And certainly I'm picking up on a lot of anxiety, particularly within Fine Gael, that they are going to be, you know, out and about because the political term effectively starts again, effectively today, and that they're going to be out today and that this is the question they're going to be asked. And their worry is how do we defend this?
And presumably as well, even regardless of the issue of the failure to register, it keeps in the public mind that association between senior ministerial figures and being seen as wealthy, elite and of the landed classes.
Yeah, so this is another issue. I mean, there's the optics of it as well, isn't there? It's the perception, and down through the years, you know, opposition parties would have called Fianna Fáil the party of landlords, and that's a kind of moniker that they've been really, really keen to get away from, naturally enough. But I think that this kind of brings that back to the fore again, and they're very aware of the optics, and that was a part of the Robert Troy saga as well. It was kind of these revelations that people didn't really know the full extent of our TDs or senators' property interests. And I think there was this debate last week about, you know, people shouldn't be vilified for being landlords, which I agree with. I think the real problem is the transparency around that. You know, if you have elected representatives who are in the Dáil and who have property interests, perhaps arguing, you know, for more funding to the RAS scheme, as was the case with Robert Troy at a time when he was in receipt of it. So it's the transparency around it, and it's the scale of it, and it's also the optics. And then, of course, as Cian was outlining it, there's the legalities as well.
Lastly, Jennifer, you mentioned that you and your colleagues in the Irish Times had done some cross-referencing between the Dáil register and the RTB register, and one of the issues that you discovered was the property that Stephen Donnelly had that wasn't registered. Can we expect other TDs to be putting their hands up anytime soon?
It's a really interesting one. So, you know, the register is interesting in itself because you can have a spelling error in it and your property won't come up, but it could actually be there. So just because you can't instantly find a politician's property doesn't necessarily mean that there's something wrong there. So you have to be kind of fastidious about how you go through the details. Having said that, one of the big questions I would have, and I would be really interested to know this, and this, it's very difficult to find out unless the RTB actually say, and I asked them this question last week, you know, they can't talk about individual cases, which is fine. But I did ask them, well, how many politicians, you can give me a number, have come forward in the last week to register late? And they didn't give those details. I would be very interested to know how many politicians suddenly realised last week, I better get on top of this. That would be a question that I would love to know. I'm not holding out high hopes at the moment, unfortunately.
We will watch this space. Jennifer Bray, thank you very much. That is Jennifer Bray, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Now we'll try to win you some money.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.